stop counting the ballots from 6 weeks ago that election in New York. And then if you remember the debacle they had in the Iowa caucuses in Nevada when they had their primary out there. Hey, Mark, I got a caller on the line. She wants you to ask the president something, so I'll let her ask you if you'll do it. JJ, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good, guys. Yeah, I just was wondering, Mark, Trump might consider, with all the time it's going to take social distance and disinfect everything, the extra time required, if he might not maybe just this year or once every 4 years make it a federal holiday so people have more time, non-essential day off.
You're talking about Election Day, make it a federal holiday. Yeah, I don't know if you can do that. Mark, you like the idea?
Well, that would actually take an act of Congress to be able to do that.
We don't disenfranchise anybody.
That's right.
Well, there have been a lot of discussions about that. There have been a lot of discussions about making it a federal holiday. And the one thing I'll even point to, there's a current effort right now underway, which involves another day, about possibly making another day a federal holiday. And Cornyn has a really good issue about that. He's like, well, the last thing was seeing more taxpayer dollars to be given federal employees a day off. And so, he's not really prone to give federal workers another paid holiday. So then you have to talk about which ones would you move and take away. And so it's really a problem that has to – it's not just a question of doing it. It's a question of making sure that federal workers aren't going to be another taxpayer-funded day off to go do stuff, in which we know about federal workers, the overwhelming majority of them are Democrats anyway. So all you would be doing is going out there and having them go out there and start threatening other people, with their mail and stuff. And also the Postal Union, well, we need them, because apparently if we're going to mail-in voting, then they're going to say, the Postal Union, they'll complain that they're being left out.
Sure.
But they're going to demand three or four more days to make up for it.
All right. Well, this year couldn't be done anyway, to say the least. And real quick, and you only have about a minute, any chance of rallies again before November 3rd?
Oh, don't count anything out with us. We're the Trump campaign. We don't do anything small.
Right.
we'll be responsible, but we'll figure out some way, very much entertained, excited, and motivated to get out and vote.
I trust you will. And by the way, that carrier up in Charleston is the
still available, Mark.
That is the Lexington. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. We appreciate it. And it was a real pleasure to see you and get a couple of pictures with you on Saturday night. Next time, spend a few days down here so we can take you out to dinner.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Mark Lauder. All right. Yes, sir. Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. And if you do the Twitter thing, you can follow him that's Mark with a C, Mark_Lauder. All right. We'll be right back and give you, Thursday night's contest.
Yeah.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
Everyone knows Cafe Positano makes the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Ollie Barba is proud to share his family's delicious recipes with your family, and that includes your work family. Cafe Positano is the perfect place for your corporate lunch. Its separate fine dining area is ideal for your business meeting at a great price with special dishes that will impress everyone. Call 407-774-8080 for your next business luncheon, or tell your boss, let's go where they have the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Cafe Positano.
Because of the coronavirus, we now know that a strong immune system is key to a long and healthy life. Recently, Dr. Oz said, the best way to improve your immune system, the best way to sleep better is to get a fully adjustable sleep system from Relax and Comfort. By sleeping properly, you can boost your immune system, increase your circulation and ability to breathe, and decrease your snoring and back pain. For 50 years, family-owned and operated Relax and Comfort has improved the quality of thousands of people's lives. Let them do the same for you. The new fully adjustable Extim, only at Relax and Comfort, is state-of-the-art technology at an affordable price. And for a limited time, with the purchase of any X10 sleep system, get an anti-gravity chair free. That's a $1,700 state-of-the-art chair free. And you can opt for no interest or payments for a year. Relax and Comfort exceeds all CDC safety guidelines. Live a more healthy life today. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118 or visit relaxandcomfort.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lake Mary Pike and going slow out past Route 92. Eastbound I-4 slow from Sand Lake up towards Lake Mary. Got a crash on Clarkona Ocoee at Clark. Also a crash Greenway southbound near Colonial. Both ways between US 27 and the Greenway and 429 slow both ways around the turnpike. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
All right, here is your contest challenge for Thursday.
I'll be very quick. Since every citizen will soon be required to wear a mask, what symbol, word, pabili should appear on our politicians' or movie stars' mask? I'm going to go Joe Biden. I'm going to Gumby as somebody. It's a mass of nothing. So come up with what you think should be on your movie star or your politician's mask.
That is for Thursday's contest challenge.
Big prizes, lots of fun.
All right, we'll be back with more of Trump and Tuesday brought to us by Sutherland Nissan, American Adversary style.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembly are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Welcome to hour number two of of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning. We really do appreciate it. And we appreciate you folks who are watching us, listening out there on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And please do follow us and like us while you are there. All right. Michael McMath in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. And Jeff is on the bridge. And today, of course, is Trumpin' Tuesday, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. And if you need a new vehicle or whatever, then maybe it's a van or a truck. You like electric cars? They got them all out there. Anyway, Sutherland Nissan is located East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. That's OrlandoNissan.com. Or just go to our excellent website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and you can click on any of our sponsor ads, and it will take you to their website.
Chris, you know, even looking today at the interest rates, the 10-year and the 30-year, you know, I think of our sponsor, Pierce, and
Patriot Home Funding.
I mean, if there's ever
a time to buy or refi,
we're going to break a 10-year low, and it could drop below 0.50
on a 10-year note.
On the 10-year and the 30-year now is at 1.188. It's unbelievable you could borrow
cheap money.
I remember 89 and 90, I think rates were around 17.8 to buy municipal bonds. Tax-free at like 12 and 14%.
Oh, yeah. The home mortgage rates.
I know. I wish they didn't call them, you know. But.
All right. In the meantime, Jeff is on the bridge. Did I say all that? 407-774-8255 is the number. As soon as we get Mercedes Schlapp on the line, we will go right to her, of course. She is a senior advisor to the Trump-Pence campaign. And the vice president's going to be in Florida over in the Clearwater area. Good. And by the way, you can get tickets. And the president has just now commenced his now daily news briefing, and try to keep an eye on that and give you an update as we go. The storm did hit landfall, and evidently 600,000 people, according to the president, are currently without power due to the storm. Mm-hmm. Okay, how many are going to try to say its
probably
name?
I'm going to say mostly flooding and rain.
Right. So, in the meantime, the president earlier today held a signing ceremony for the Great American Outdoors Act. This was something put into motion originally by Ronald Reagan when he got a young Tennessee governor by the name of Lamar Alexander to begin to study the maintenance of our nation's parks. Yes. Yeah. And found out that many of them in ill or disrepair, and that there was never any real money there for them. It was always, you know, they had to go begging basically every year for it. And this Great American Outdoors Act remedies that situation. And it was long.
You would think the conservatives would like that. You know, to make sure you had enough money to maintain these beautiful pieces of property, hundreds of thousands of acres, for you, the American people.
And it was, in essence, set aside money so that it's there. It's like a trust fund sort of thing now, understanding. But another great, accomplishment by this president. Meanwhile, of course, every day the media finds something and something new every day to rake the president over the coals on. I mentioned the Axia video earlier where the president gets into it with this Jonathan Lamb character. And really, the president had the facts on his side. Not only that, but he had the logic and the reason on his side as well. But these condescending little twerps like him just sit there and laugh and disrespect the president. And meanwhile, press forward with their fake news. Another example is out of New York. Cyrus Vance III, or Jr., or whatever he is, the state prosecutor for New York up there, in a motion that he filed in federal court. If you remember, the Supreme Court denied, they didn't make a final decision, but they denied for now both that New York court and the House from obtaining the president's tax and other financial records going back many years. And they sent Vance back, the case back to that New York court for Vance to remake his arguments and come up with more arguments why he should get those records. And he came up with an argument where he talked about there has been protracted criminal conduct, criminal behavior in the Trump organization for many years. And what was the source that he found for that? That quote unquote public reports.
Oh, public reports.
What are public reports?
Newspaper article?
TV,
right.
critics, opponents, stuff like that. Hardly the thing you'd do. And for instance, you were taking it to a FISA court to get to spy on the president. Because they did, and that's the thing, if you remember, they took the dossier to the FISA court. The first FISA court judge had his act together. Had his you-know-what together. He said, no, this isn't enough to spy on a president. What are you talking about? He said, you need a lot more than this. You need corroboration. So, oh, okay. So they come back later with the corroboration. What was the corroboration of the dossier? Well, in the meantime, they had leaked the dossier to the media. The media had written stories about the dossier. They took the stories that the media had written about the dossier that they had leaked to the media, went back to the FISA court and said, here, corroboration. Yeah. And the FISA court said, oh, okay. Ann Conway here in Orlando, federal judge, oh, okay.
Not okay.
Maybe she was doing her nails that day and had to make the appointment. She couldn't really or do any due diligence. She had to get her hair done.
Out of curiosity, Chris, has Joe Biden presented his tax forms?
I believe he has, yes.
He has?
Too
bad we can't get Hunters and go back a few years. Yeah, I think we'd see some activity. Probably we wouldn't see anything, actually, on Hunters. I'm sure this is beyond it.
No doubt.
He's down in the Cayman Islands.
But, again, it's the same tactic. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what public, I didn't read the full filing, and I don't know if these are public reports that have been written because of things that he is investigating, but the media's presented as, this shows that his investigation is far wider than anyone thought. But you didn't think he was going to look into everything that he could look into from the beginning anyway? He's trying to nail Trump's butt to the wall. Of course he's going to be looking at everything, and he's going to make it more dramatic. But this whole notion that he goes to a court and says that public reports is sufficient to get these records? No, it's not. No, it's not. Sorry. Sorry, partner. You got to do your own damn investigating. And if there are public reports out there, You should be able to match they have done, right? Well,
at least.
If they're public reports, that means that the information should be fairly easy to obtain and or corroborate. But no, that's not what they're in the business of doing. They just want to.
Yeah, you would think he'd have some of it.
Some of the public reports.
When I make that accusation, I should very well be able to reinforce what I'm talking about.
And he may have in a footnote or an addendum or something. Once again, I did not read the entire filing. I just know that when you cite public reports, you're talking about media and or rumor or innuendo. You're not talking about something that is a true evidentiary nature that a court could look at and say, yeah, there is something here. Right?
Right.
So you're going to rely on the fake news media. Well, that's what Cyrus Vance is doing.
Pretty sad.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. So once again, the fake news is going to come fast and furious, just as it has ever since the president got elected. And it's only going to get more intense probably between now and Election Day. And by the way, back at the beginning of the year when I said it was going to get ugly, this is the sort of ugliness I wasn't thinking pandemic ugliness and that sort of thing, right? But here we are. Once again, though, by the way, the numbers out of Florida are lower in terms of the case numbers, again, down around 5,000. But it jumped up over 200 in the deaths again. But once again, these are shaking out. These are deaths. It wasn't like there were 200 deaths yesterday. These are the numbers of deaths that reported.
Fatalities are at half the level of the April peak. Now, remember how many people we've had got sick in the last few months. But look at the fatality rate.
Yeah.
It's dropped like a rock.
And this is what the president was showing this doofus in that Axios thing.
I can't believe the guy hopefully understood.
But he was he didn't want to.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, boy.
He was just too arrogant and condescending to the president to take anything that the president seriously.
And don't you understand, like we were talking about, you wonder why they never emphasize how many people get well. You know, we had 50,000 cases of coronavirus in Florida, and now we have 48,000 that are well.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody assumes that you're off the rocks or something. I don't get it.
Okay, I see we have our guest on the line. She is a senior advisor to the Trump-Pence campaign. You've probably seen her many times on Fox, as I have. I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time, and I certainly hope not the last, not by a long shot, Mercedes Schlapp. Mercedes Schlapp, thanks for being on the American Adversaries radio show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm incredibly biased when it comes to anything Florida because that's where I grew up. So,
really?
Of course I'll be back on the show. Yeah, I'm a Miami girl.
Oh, I did not know that. Are you a
Hurricane fan? Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Gonna ask me?
Yes.
No, I'm not, because I went to Florida International University, FIU.
FIU.
And my sweet husband graduated from Notre Dame, so one of the requirements when we got married was he asked me that same question. He said,
right.
Are you a Hurricanes fan? And I was like, no, I'm not. And then he's like, okay, then we can continue with this marriage.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know? Does Matt still have one of those Catholics versus Convicts t-shirts from back in the day?
Yes. That and the sign. I mean, he's got it all. Surprised.
That was awesome those days. I just love that game.
Funny,
all right. ESPN on that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, let's talk about tomorrow. Are you going to be in town in Clearwater, that is, with the vice president for the Faith in America tour? What is that?
I love it. No, I will not be with vice president, unfortunately, but the vice president has been obviously talking about these critical issues that we see impacting the nation right now, and particularly more on the issue of freedom of speech that we know and freedom of worship. I mean, we've seen, even through this pandemic, Democrat governors have shut down churches where you can go actually to a bar or a casino, but you can't go to church. And so, one of the things President Trump reckoned that we need to ensure that churches are recognized as essential services, and the fact that we want to keep our churches open. You know, also we've seen, for example, vandalization of religious symbols. You know, we saw just this past weekend in Portland the burning not only of our American flag, but of our Holy Bible.
Yeah.
And so more and more we have to realize that there is a segment of this radical left that's very much pushing this anti-church, anti-religious sentiment that the president spent a lot of time working on standing for those, especially in terms of religious freedom, and as well as ensuring that we protect the unborn. That's something that the president, obviously being one of the most pro-life presidents in our history, has been a voice for the unborn and not ensuring that we do not allow for taxpayer-funded abortions. Which, as you know, Joe Biden has flip-flopped on that issue at one point, the Hyde Amendment, and then changing his position, and now obviously just wanting the warm endorsement of parents. Yeah.
By the way, this event tomorrow is open to the public. You can get tickets. And can you get those at the Trump, Donald J. Trump .com campaign site?
Yeah, you almost got that. DonaldJTrump.com. You can check in there, register if there's any tickets left. Obviously we're following very carefully the guidelines to ensure the safety of those who are attending the event. And so I think that's going to be, that's obviously something that we've taken into consideration as we've been planning out some of these Florida events.
Okay. And that is tomorrow in Clearwater, Vice President. Now, let me ask you, over the weekend, the Trump campaign had canceled. By the way, I thought that 911 commercial was an excellent commercial. And tell us about the new ad buy. What are you focusing on?
Sure. And, I would say more than cancel, it's more like fine-tuning. We're trying to ensure that we're sending the right messages into the right media markets. And so we've spent time, we just released two new ads, one being called The Silent Majority. It's this woman who does not speak but literally holds these cards and goes through a litany of Joe Biden's radical policies, including that of increasing taxes and obviously adding amnesty for illegal immigrants. And you have the second ad, which is that Biden has been taken over left. I mean, this has been an ongoing issue. I think it's really important for people to understand that normally when you run as a candidate, you run in the center when it's the general election. Primes go more to the left to try to unite the base. But in this case, Joe Biden has made a conscientious decision to align himself with the far left, with the Bernie Sanders AOCs of the world, and accept the socialist manifesto that if you read this over 100-page document, you quickly recognize that he is supporting very radical agenda items, whether it be reducing them, abolishing ICE, redirecting resources from the police department.
Yeah.
You know, these Green New Deal initiatives that we know would end up costing hundreds of thousands of jobs in the energy sector. And so the list goes on and on. And, you know, as Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden love to say about themselves, you know, they know that Joe Biden will become one of the most progressive presidents that we've seen in our lifetime.
Mercedes Schlapp, our guest, senior advisor to the Trump-Pence campaign. Mike has a quick question for
you. Yeah, Mercedes, I was just curious, you know, how many of these that are kneeling, do you really think understand what Black Lives Matter stands for?
And in more general, how many people out there in general do you think really understand?
I don't think 99% of them understand, you know, what a distorted organization this is.
Mercedes?
Well, yeah, and I think you separate it into two parts. There's obviously those that go out and, you know, they see the peaceful protesters. They're talking about how can we get rid of systemic racism and we ensure that, you know, blacks are feel in their communities. And then, of course, there's this other part of this, which is the whole organization and the leaders of Black Lives Matter who proudly associate themselves with Marxist organizations, where you've had corporate America feel so guilty of their white privilege that they have made a decision to donate a ton of money to the leaders of the Black Lives Movement. And what we know is that they are so extreme. They've made, I mean, you go and see their mission statements, and it's very clear that they don't believe in a nuclear family, whatever that means, because they haven't explained it. They hate capitalism. They agree completely and wholeheartedly with taxpayer-funded abortion. And so, and they themselves are proud of being Marxist. And I just think that, you know, it's one thing to have the movement of the Black Lives Matter where we're talking about, you know, injustices that we've seen in the black community, and you want to highlight that. And then there is the actual, these leaders, these people who associate themselves, who say, we are the voices of the Black Lives Matter movement, who have also said they are Marxists.
Right.
And I think that it's very important to make that distinction when people talk about Black Lives Matter.
Speaking of Black Lives Matter, if I were a Black Lives Matter person looking or advising Vice President Biden who he should choose as his vice president, I think I'd pick Karen Bass. What do you think about Karen Bass? About her chances, and would you like for her to be on the ticket?
She's a real winner, that one. Yeah, I think Karen Bass. Look, you know, I'm of Cuban descent. I grew up, you know, my dad was a political prisoner in Cuba for 6 years. He understood very clearly the oppression and the atrocities of Fidel Castro's communist regime. So for even Joe Biden to consider Karen Bass as a potential VP nominee is insulting, especially to the Cuban Americans who have seen what Fidel Castro has done. I mean, she has had a long history of supporting Castro's communist regime, and she's openly admitted that communists have been a huge influence on her. In the 70s, she was a leader of the Venceremos Brigade, and it's a Marxist group.
Oh, right.
They have focused on weakening democracies and spreading communism around the world. It's very telling of even Joe Biden saying that she would be a possibility as a vice presidential nominee, because it just shows how far left Joe Biden has gone in terms of his association with the radicals in his party.
Yeah, well, that's why my money is on her to be his actual pick right now.
Anyway, I'm with you.
How do you say that brigade thing again? Because I've been telling my audience about it, but I've had to spell the word because I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's okay. You're like my husband. Venceremos is the name of it.
Venceremos. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I know you have another hit to do, but let's do this again real soon. Okay, Mercedes?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. We appreciate you.
God bless.
All right. That is Mercedes Schlapp. And once again, to the Trump-Pence campaign, he will be, that is the Vice President Pence, in Clearwater tomorrow. And you can go to DonaldJTrump.com to get tickets.
What type of crowd do you think they can hold comfortably without, you know, spacing?
I didn't ask her what the venue was.
I was just curious. Would it be like 500 or 300?
We'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we're too short. here to take a break, aren't we, Jeff? Pretty much too short to take a break. So let's just go ahead and give the contest challenge
all
for
right,
tomorrow
Chris,
night, and then we'll go to the
go.
Break.
You know, we got some great prizes. This isn't just a commonplace. Since every citizen will soon be to wear a mask, which we all realize that, what symbol, words, patterns do you believe should appear on our politicians or our movie stars' mask? What would identify them? How would you know them? What would best, you know, I'd put them forth, their image. I go with Joe Biden. I think Gumby, because Gumby, you can pull them any direction you want. That would be a perfect symbol for the Joe Biden people, Gumby.
All right, so that is for Thursday night's contest. Get every Tuesday and Thursday from Images Auto Spa, which is, of course, a sponsor for that contest.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the Ultrashine package. That's Ultrashine at, if you mention you heard about it on the American Adversaries, for only $20. And that is at Images Auto Spa, East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road, and of course at 510 North State Road 434 here in Altamont Springs. And Trump and Tuesday is what it is today, and of course Trump and Tuesdays are brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. Sutherland Nissan being located at East Colonial and Chickasaw Trail. I mean, you head on out there, just tell them what you thank them for sponsoring our great radio show. They are great sponsors, and they are great. It's a great automobile dealership, and they will give you a great deal on any one of their vehicles. That is for sure. All right, that's Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get Randy Ross. He'll check in. Trail.
All right.
And we got some more news for you, too, so don't go away. Also, we're monitoring the president's news conference going on currently as we speak. And I believe it Rays baseball up again tonight, right, Jeff? Rays baseball.
Now, this is real baseball, Jeff?
Real baseball.
Not tapes or anything like that? Okay.
All right.
I'm excited.
Back. So please stay with us.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A massive explosion rocked Beirut on Tuesday, flattening much of the city's port, damaging buildings across the capital, and sending a giant mushroom cloud into the air. More than 70 people were killed and 3,000 injured, with bodies buried in the rubble. The blast struck with the force of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake, according to Germany's Geosciences Center, GFZ, and it was heard and felt as far away as Cyprus, more than 180 miles across the Mediterranean. The sudden devastation overwhelmed a country already struggling with both the coronavirus pandemic and an economic crisis. For hours afterwards, ambulances rushing in around Lebanon carried away wounded. Hospitals quickly filled beyond capacity, pleading for blood supplies and generators to keep their lights on. More details at srnnews.com.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories you wanted to. The camera is broken, the VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit networksoundandvideo.com. 407-834-8555.
Carly here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities along Waterways River cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest things we've learned from the coronavirus is that it's imperative we keep the surfaces we touch on a regular basis as possible. These include in our workplaces, our homes, and our Images Auto Spa and Supreme Car Detailing are uniquely positioned to help you maintain the cleanest living environment in all of these areas. At Images Auto Spa, not only can they provide you with the very best in cleaning and detailing services, they can also disinfect your vehicle with ozone. For help in any home or office cleaning chore, or for do-it-yourselfers, Supreme Car Detailing has all the supplies and products you need. Images Auto Spas are located at East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont. Every Tuesday and Thursday, mention the American Adversaries and get the Ultra Switch for only $20. Supreme Car Detailing is at South Orange Avenue and Sand Lake Road in Orlando. Live clean, live healthy. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com and SupremeCarDetailing.com today.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, President, Patriot Home Funding, Central Mortgage Broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Hello, fellow Patriot. Gia Roman, pro wrestling's Iron Soldier, and I'm ordering you to listen to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Radio Show on Orlando's WORL FM 94.9 AM 950, The Answer.
Alrighty, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That is the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live on a Trumpin' Tuesday, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. And we appreciate all the activity out there on Facebook. Thank you very much. Alright, so we got Michael McBath in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we'll give you that contest challenge again before the show is over. We already had an entry there on Facebook.
I know, thank you there, Pete. They respond. I love it.
All right. But I see we got Randy Ross out on the campaign trail checking in right now. Randy Ross, how do you do?
I'm doing great. That was a great interview, by the way, with Mercedes.
Yeah, she's sharp.
We've had her on a couple times, but every time she's amazing. But let me just say that, you know, thank you again for letting me be on here. I got to tell you a funny story. Today, one of our listeners, they called me. You know, I get my phone number out, 407-401-4409. And they called me, and I'm going through this whole spiel trying to explain myself. And, you know, I'm talking about my political pages and this and that and the other. He goes, hey, Randy, I listened to you on the American Adversaries. I already know what I need to know.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, I know.
That's the kind of voter that you want. But anyway, I got to tell you something funny. You know, obviously, that we're getting into the final stretch of this and the lies and the accusations, but probably one of the best ones I'm warding off today is that the committee woman, I'm not going to say her name because that gives her a little bit of leverage, and I don't want to say that. But her new thing is that Randy Ross has photos, all of his pictures with the president. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, all the work. First of all, the first picture I ever got with the president was because of the work of 1,200 volunteers in Orange County. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. I just got to be the lucky one that got that picture.
Right.
The other four are from fundraising. So when someone says something so ridiculous, all I have to say to her or the committee man is, guess what? Go out and fundraise for the president, organize for the president, or any Republicans for that matter, and you have a chance to offer your picture, you know, with the president. But I know you're leading into the end of the show, and I know you've got a contest to continue to talk about, but just thank you so much to everybody. You know, we're in the early voting started yesterday. You can now go to the Supervisors Elections website to find out where your early opportunities are. The easiest one to give over the radio so that everybody knows where those are is the Supervisor of Elections on Kaylee. The other ones are kind of hit and miss. So you'll be able to early vote now through the 16th, which from
Saturday.
Sunday.
So Sunday, Sunday, yes.
And then there'll be Monday where there's no voting, and then on the 18th will be Election Day. And I think this election is possibly, we don't even know, it might have already been decided because so many people are, you know, opting for absentee voting. But, you know, the key here is the numbers that came out today. 212,000 registered Orange County Republicans. Of that, 179 people sit on the OCREC executive committee. And that, to me, is a gross reflection of what we really need to be doing in this town. That's 1,000 less that could be sitting on that very committee. So one of my overall goals automatically, and I'm not afraid to say it, and I want all your listeners to hear it, and I want OCREC to hear it. In addition to reorganizing OCREC from the ground up, and that includes going to the state Republican Party of Florida and asking for a total reorganization of the Orange County Republican Executive Committee, the other part would be to increase the number of executive committee members from 179 to close to 400. There was a time back in the 80s and 90s, and I mentioned this on the show before, where 300, 400, and 500 people used to show up to an OCREC meeting, Orange County Republican Executive Committee meeting. Today, I think they're lucky if they can make quota. Certainly during COVID, they've had some issues regarding that. That's not an excuse for what's going to happen 6 months from now when it's time to get this and reevaluating that. So again, it's Randy Ross, randyrossorlando@gmail.com. My phone number, and I welcome and I love getting phone calls like I did today when I stuck my foot in my mouth with one of our listeners, but 407-401-4409. And thank you guys, and I look forward to seeing you guys all again real soon.
Yeah, well, we'll look for an update next week.
Randy, right. I think we're going to go vote for you tomorrow. I mean, they're open, right?
You can.
Hopefully I can get 2 votes out of the McBath House.
That's right. That's right. You got that. You know what I mean? And then I got a couple horses I've signed up.
I was going to say, he's working on that mail-in thing for the horse and dogs. So, all right. All right, Randy, guys, you take care out there on the trail. All right. Okay, so
what great enthusiasm again, though, Chris?
Early
did they beat that that position? I don't know.
He is excitable, that's for sure.
Wow.
So the early voting, as Randy mentioned, has started. We'll go through Sunday the 16th, and then the election day itself is the 8th. If you're worried about standing in long lines or whatever, then please do go early. The lines are sure to be short because there are a lot of early voting sites. If you got a sample ballot, they're listed there on the ballot. Most libraries are a voting place. Certainly the election supervisor is a voting place. And by the way, I just want to mention again, Belvin Perry tomorrow, and he is a Democrat, I understand, Republican for the Orange Osceola State Attorney's Office, and I think with Belvin, we'll be just fine. But with the other three, ain't
not
so sure.
Good, right?
And the one that Ayala is recommending has now changed her endorsement to is your Soros girl. Okay,
not to say
that he ain't got money in some of the others' pockets, too, but according to Belvin himself, no Soros money. He doesn't like outsiders coming and getting involved in Central Florida politics, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. So he'll be on the show with us tomorrow as well. So it is an exciting time, I think, when the voting starts. And they will be tabulating, you know, as votes come in, but they won't be tabulating how the votes come in. Okay, in other words, they'll know, for instance, how many Republican absentee ballots have come in on a daily basis, how many Democrat absentee ballots have come in. They'll know how many Republicans and Democrats have voted early, but they won't know how they have voted. Yes, those numbers are given out by the election supervisor's office.
Right.
They'll tell you how many have voted. They won't be able to tell you how they have voted, though. In other words, but it usually is a pretty good indicator of who's voting.
Yeah,
so, and if you know who's voting, you got an idea of, anyway, how they are voting. Meanwhile, there is a lot of mystery going on about this huge pair of explosions. As a matter of fact, they keep showing it over and over on Fox.
Yeah.
Over in, and it just so happened that yesterday we were talking with Abe about some of the activity going on over there and Israel striking some of these weapons depots in Syria and Lebanon. This, however, appears not to be the case. However, we don't know. It was a massive explosion followed by an even more massive explosion. Supposedly, it was a fireworks factory next to a place where they evidently stored the chemicals they made the fireworks with, I guess.
Yeah, they said they had had a ship or something parked there, and oh boy, something went astray.
Right. This doesn't appear to be your typical weapons cache, because it wasn't a series of, you know, continuous explosions and bullets flying and rockets going off and stuff. It was just two massive booms.
Thousands were injured.
Over perhaps as many as 3,000 injured, 25 at least confirmed dead, probably going to be a lot more than that. It looks like it was a really
look at
huge explosion,
terrible.
Almost like like a nuclear sort. It was not a nuclear explosion, however, but it was a massive explosion. Can't lay it at the Mossad's feet. However, if it did take out Hezbollah, and perhaps they call it a fireworks factory. It could very well have been a rockery where they were building arms and weapons to use against Israel. And if that's the case, well, you know, you hate to see innocent people get killed. Mm-hmm. But if the bomb make up, well, and that's what happens sometimes when you're a bomb maker. Anyways, we'll be talking about that, I suppose, next Abe Katzman, if something bigger than that hasn't happened in the meantime. And then, as I said, the president has now ended his daily news briefing. Most of the questions were about the testing and the death rate. And as the president has pointed out, many states, including Florida, have seen a peak at least this go round.
It seems the last few days we're starting to come down.
And I think the reason is because it's working its way. And people have been exposed to this without even knowing it, probably walked through it months ago, had no idea. But this is, you know, the way diseases are transmitted. You know, do you know that everybody that gets the flu bug doesn't get the flu, right?
Well, there you go. But why would it be any different for this one, then? It probably isn't.
And early on, they thought it was different because they thought that this was far easier transmitted and infectious. We don't really know that. What we do know is the death rate continues to go down as the cases now continue to go down, too. But the cases still well outnumber, obviously, the deaths.
Chris, you wonder why they don't always every day tell us you the death rate and then tell you the number of people recovery. Wouldn't that be a much more positive message except this straightforward depression of the American people?
You would think so.
But I guess that's not the thing to do politically.
I think that more and more this is wearing off on people.
Oh, yeah, that's enough.
And that they're getting thinking about other things in life.
How about living your life, Chris? Yeah. You know what I mean? Enjoy life.
And then all of the bad side effects that have come from this being sick and stuff. You know, we talked with John Barros last night. We're asking him what business has been like down there for the abortion mill. And it's actually over the last week or so, he said, slow. He said, but something they have noticed down there, even the abortion workers herself came out and talked to him about it. What young some of these girls are that are coming in there now. Mm-hmm. Young girls, right, who are probably sitting around at home, nothing else to do. Who knows? Maybe they're being assaulted by a family member, and it's their mothers bringing them in to get the abortions.
Well, mothers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. Spring, yeah. And I can imagine some of those mothers in their own minds, they have probably feel themselves responsible. Right? Mm.
Yep.
I couldn't be home to watch my daughter who had to be out of school because the stupid idiots wouldn't let her go to school, right?
I mean, every day I see the death rate of those 19 and under is so infinitesimally small, I can't believe you would stop anything from progressing, particularly the lives of young children.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yeah.
I thought
beyond me. Beyond
yeah,
me.
But there are other, you know, we now know that there are far more suicides and drug overdoses, many of them being caused by the sequestering, the social distancing, if you will, than there are COVID deaths right now. How long do we have to keep doing this stupid stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to, you know, the masks and stuff, that can stay. Just let people go out of their houses, let them go back to work, and let the kids go back to school.
Because I wonder if the kids in Chicago would be safer in school than they would be walking the streets.
I don't know. It seems like most of them get killed on the weekends.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
if
every
most
weekend
of them get killed on the weekend, I tell you.
That's what.
Right?
You got a message there, right?
At that.
See, they hit a new record again for July?
Yep.
I mean, boy, that's really
it's
they're
a
doing a great job, aren't they?
As a matter of fact, I believe it was, I wrote it down. I don't see it here, though. I think it was New York now has more killings and more shootings than they had all of 2019. I mean, it's hard to keep up with the no dramatically
they
higher.
They had a policeman on from Chicago, and they point out they have 2,500 gangs in Chicago, and then they have subdivision of gangs, and it's just a war zone the whole time.
Right.
And there's less police that are going to really step forward, because why should they?
Yeah.
You don't look at me, and there'll be less of us anyway by payroll.
Yeah. All right. What we'll do is we'll take a break. When we come back, we got some more news for you. Do you have a video gaming kid? Well,
fortunately, no, I don't.
Well, thanks to the pandemic, you better keep a special eye on your kid, especially if he's a little boy. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. It is a Trumpin' Tuesday. 13 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, only 13 weeks to go.
You just need one person, right, Chris? That's all we need. We get one person, we win.
One person per person.
Per person, that's right.
That's right. We win big.
Remember that.
All right. We'll take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Is that Johnny Damon?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. We'll take a break and come right back.
Central Florida's conservative voice, AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Folks, I'm so proud of our sponsors here on The American Adversaries, like Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. They and businesses like theirs are truly the backbone of America. They're family-owned and operated, dedicated to professionalism, and committed to courteous and honest service. If you own a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you need to know Jerry and Jana and their team of professionals because they will give you the best care and service for your vehicle at the best price. They truly are the dealership alternative. Call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com. That's 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
Everyone knows Cafe Positano makes the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Clay Barba is proud to share his family's delicious recipes with your family, and that includes your working family. Cafe Positano is the perfect place for your corporate lunch. Its separate fine dining area is ideal for your business meeting at a great price with special dishes that will impress everyone. Call 407-774-8080 for your next business luncheon or tell your boss, let's go where they have the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Cafe Positano.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Because of the corona, we now know that a strong immune system is key to a long and healthy life. Recently, Dr. Oz said, the best way to improve your immune system is to sleep better. Well, the best way to sleep better is to get a fully adjustable sleep system from Relax and Comfort. By sleeping properly, you can boost your immune system, increase your circulation and ability to breathe, and decrease your snoring and back pain. For 50 years, family-owned and operated Relax and Comfort has improved the quality of thousands of people's. Let them do the same for you. The new fully adjustable X system, only at Relax and Comfort, is state-of-the-art technology at an affordable price. And for a limited time, with the purchase of any X10 sleep system, get an anti-gravity chair free. That's a $1,700 state-of-the-art chair free. And you can opt payments for a year. Relax and Comfort exceeds all CDC safety guidelines. Live a more healthy life today. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118 or visit relaxandcomfort.com.
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. A strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Was that one of your favorite shows, Chris, when you were younger?
That was pretty good.
I was big on that. You know what I mean? I love Superman.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, a lot of liberals would think that President Trump is a strange person from a different planet, but in fact, he is from this planet. All right. And let's go ahead and do the contest challenge. That's why we did that.
I think that was very relevant. What we're we're doing to do is now that masks are the thing for everybody, you need to be wearing wherever you are. What we're looking for are symbols, styles, patterns, words, whatever you want to put on a mask that will you believe would symbolize a politician or a movie star. I think President Trump on his mask, he ought to have Superman.
There you go.
That's what he is to America.
That's right.
I think he'd be ideal. And then for Joe, because everybody pulling it all, you know, pulling his arms, legs, and, you know, and Joe will fold and mold to everybody. Yeah, Gumby's a perfect guy to represent
Joe.
He'll
be very flexible, no doubt.
Yeah, I think, you know,
no doubt.
Or moldable.
See, for Adam Schiff, I would have, on the front of it, like it was in his mouth, a pacifier.
That's a good one. Baby shift.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
All right. Anyway, that's for Thursday's contest. And Thursday's contest brought to us by Images on Spas. In the meantime, we are in the midst of a Trumpin' Tuesday brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. Of course, they are located at East Kelowna Drive and Chickasaw Trail. So evidently, there are video games out there. I mean, you know, a lot of kids are at home. Once again, they're not in school. They're not being supervised as they normally would be, and maybe even more not being supervised properly. And so the gaming industry is being used now by pedophiles. They are trying to hook up with children who are games. And many of these games are like interactive, you know, with people you don't even know who the world they are. And, I'm little Johnny. I'm only 12 years old myself. Oh, hey, Mikey, can you send me some naked pictures of you? And this is what's going on.
Came out of there.
This is what's going on.
That is really sick, I know. And that's the problem and the danger. And particularly without supervision at home.
You know it.
Really. Terrible.
Right. So if your kid's playing games, don't let them be playing, especially after little boys.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to let them be doing it alone.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be playing games, they should be in your presence so you know what is going on.
Make sure you can review it somehow, right. What they got written down.
Because once again, many of these games are interactive, and they're interacting with people. You don't know who they are. You don't even know where they are. And certainly you don't know what they are. So it is something that you have to be very careful about.
Could you imagine, too, Chris, if there's no adult home, and you're interacting with an adult, and they're telling them, well, you know, my mommy's not here, and my dad's not here. They won't be back for like 5 hours. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I know that's the times when I got in trouble when I was a kid.
That's what I'm saying. You better be very careful.
What's
the old saying? You better take care of those kids.
Idle hands are a devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, the kids' hands aren't idle, but it's still the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, you got these predators on the other end who are taking advantage of this. And so you have to be very, very careful and vigilant about that. The president today, not only did he sign the Great American Outdoors Act, which provides take care of our great parks. And by the way, they did it under the portrait of Teddy Roosevelt there in the White House.
Very good.
Which was, I do think, very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
The president also fired some people from the Tennessee Valley Authority. Did you know this TVA is still around?
I saw that the guy that heads it is supposedly the highest paid government worker. How about
in
that?
The United
Would you
States,
believe the TVA?
The TVA.
Wow.
Tennessee Valley Authority.
Yeah.
It is still in. It was a Roosevelt era.
It was dams
New Deal
all along
project.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And they still have to maintain it so they can maintain all those waterways and everything.
Right.
And evidently it was ripe with fraud and abuse.
Thank God then he busted apart.
And the president did. He took action, executive order action. It is, by the way, it is an agency under his purview and oversight. So he had all of the legal authority he needed to do this. And this, once again, this is part of the drain. The swamp.
Did you see in China, Chris, they have like dams that were built 50 and they're all falling apart? I mean, they got a massive expense and they got to get it done.
I think
done.
They just had one collapse over there,
didn't they?
They
did.
Yeah.
And a ton of people got wiped out.
Well, what do they care, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, their infrastructure is a combination
of mud and bricks.
Of mud and bricks and the most modern. So, but,
super highway covered by mud and bricks.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. But the president, once again, is pressing hard against the Chinese. And he is the only one that's pressing against them.
What a distinction between him and Biden right there alone. I mean, the American people should clearly understand this.
I don't know. I haven't seen all of the new ad buy, but I would presume that that there is going to be you know, connections made with Joe Biden and the Chinese and the Democrats
and, Hunter,
and the Democrats in general, including Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein.
They all made money off of this group.
Yeah, indeed they did. Indeed they did.
Chris, how about all our college professors?
Well, them too.
They were stuffing their pockets and the endowment funds and everything.
Them too.
Oh, yeah.
Them too. Okay, so anyway, we're about to wrap it up here. Early voting has started. If you haven't gotten an absentee ballot, it's not too late to get one yet, but you better hurry up because they got to mail it to you, and then you got to turn around and mail it back, or at least deliver it back. Once again, you can deliver them, hand-deliver them yourselves to an early voting place or your regular voting place on Election Day, or you can take it directly, and this is what I suggest you do, take it directly to the election supervisor's office. And I'm not sure where it is in Seminole County, but in Orange County, I think it's down there. Is it Gore or Cayley that it's on? It's one of those streets right off Orange Avenue down there. I believe it's Gore. Anyway, I'll bring in my my sample ballot tomorrow night, so I have all that information for you. But whatever you do, please do get out and vote. And as Mark Lauder said, if you can get one other person who either didn't vote last time at all or voted for someone other than Donald Trump, if you can turn them and get them to the light.
That is a good point. Where if we talk to everybody, one person. That's
one person
all you
per
have
person.
To do.
Yeah, one person per person.
Yep.
All right. So thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow night. And don't forget that contest challenge for Thursday night. And every Tuesday and Thursday.
Got to label those masks. And boy, did we have some fabulous prizes.
That's right. Yep. That's for Thursday night. And don't forget, every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner no matter what by getting the Ultra Shine for only $20. It's normally $29 if you mention on the American Adversaries. Trumpin' Tuesday is brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. Raise up next. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer. WORL, Orlando.
It's 7 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The death toll now stands at 70 in that massive explosion that struck Beirut, Lebanon today. 3,000 people were injured in the blast, which is said to have had the force of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake.
At the moment, what we're hearing from the